The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. And of course, you know what Friday means. Open phones. No such thing as being off topic. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. And all you have to do is call this number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Some breaking news that I'm not going to be able to comment on very much until I have an opportunity to digest it, and I'll try to do that during the upcoming commercial breaks. But the Biden administration has just issued new Title IX rules. Well, let me read you the headline from the Washington Post. Biden administration issues new Title IX rules protecting transgender students. Well, I have two or three stories in my stack that I will get to later that indicates, once again, that the rest of the world is experiencing an awakening about the whole transgender hoax, but not America. We are headed in the opposite direction, and we're going really, really, really fast. Kind of a silly illustration, but we have not done it for quite some time, but Joy and I love to travel on the train. We used to go to California once a year, usually at Christmas time, to visit my family, and we took Amtrak. We took the train. Loved the train. Just thoroughly enjoyed it. The scenery and so forth. But one of the most amazing things is when you pass another train going in the opposite direction, particularly at night. Now, in the evening, those trains hit 80, 85 miles an hour, almost 90 miles an hour. And then you come across a train on the track right beside you, and they're going in the opposite direction, 75, 80, 85 miles an hour. And it's just quite an experience. The trains moving in such rapid velocity at opposite directions. And I know it wasn't that close, but when you're on the train, And you see the other train going in the opposite direction. It looks like they are just inches away. I know they're not, but it just seems like it. And to be really honest, the first time I experienced it, it was frightening. I mean, it really was. Well, that's kind of what America is doing on this whole transgender thing. Most of the rest of the world has reversed course. We are plunging headlong in the wrong direction, while the rest of the world is headed in the right direction. And again, I have some stories in my stack that I'll get to later about other countries and the conclusions that they are reaching by scientists, medical professionals, and those that have been the victims of the transgender industry. And then we have the Biden administration rejecting the latest science, the newest studies, most of the opinion of medical professionals around the world, rejecting all of that. And not just traveling in the same direction, but more rapidly. So anyway, I'll try to look at these new Title IX rules and give you some comments a little later in the program. Locally, a federal judge has dismissed parts of a federal lawsuit that was filed against Hilliard City Schools by a group of parents. Now, you may remember this story. I dealt with it somewhat extensively over a year ago. You may remember that in Hilliard schools, high school students and I think possibly not students, teachers, high school teachers and I think possibly junior high teachers, I don't recall, but they had badges with rainbow flags on them. And it was a message to the LGBTQIA plus students in the school. We're here for you. We understand you are safe here. And on the back side of those badges was a QR code that if students wanted to access it, they could. On the back was a QR code. And if the students scanned the QR code, it would take them to porn sites. I mean, porn sites. When all this discovered, it created quite a bit of controversy. It was covered by the local news media and so forth. Well, as a result, a group of parents sued the school. This is not what we want our kids exposed to and so forth. Well, U.S. District Court Judge Michael Watson has thrown out portions of the lawsuit. Quote, the judge said portions of the lawsuit are not valid because the plaintiffs, that's the parents, argued that something might happen in the future, but has not currently happened. Continuing. Plaintiffs do not allege that their children have told or nor they will or even may tell school officials that they are LGBTQIA+ or are experiencing mental health symptoms. Plaintiffs do not allege an injury in fact. So if I'm interpreting this correctly, the judge is saying, well, it hasn't happened yet. Nobody's been hurt yet. The parents are saying, we don't want this in our schools because of the potential injury to our kids emotionally, even spiritually. And the judge is saying, well, it hadn't happened yet. That's like taking away laws against running a stop sign. Because, well, nobody's been killed at that intersection yet. So we're not going to put a law in the books penalizing someone who does run the stop sign because nobody's done it yet. Yeah, again, I'm not a legal expert. I'm not an attorney, but this seems really foolish. The judge said in his ruling that none of the parents had argued in the lawsuit that any of their children or other children had actually accessed the material or were harmed by it. That was the QR code on the back of the badge. Well, I think the parents were talking about the potential. Anyway, the entire lawsuit has not been thrown out, just portions of it. And as you know, these things take forever. So we'll keep an eye on that and give you updates as they are available. It's Friday. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now, this is going to be really interesting to watch as we get closer to November. Actually, as we get closer to August. Why is that? As things stand today, Joe Biden will not, cannot be on the ballot in November. Well, wait a minute. Didn't he win the primary? Yeah, by about 87%. He really didn't have any opposition. Well, then why wouldn't he be on the ballot as the Democrat nominee? Well, because according to Ohio law, the candidates must be certified by their party by August 7th. Now, that gives the Secretary of State's office enough time to certify the ballot, print the ballots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the date is August 7th. That is state law. Well, the Democratic National Convention will not even be held until August 19th. Well, that's when the nominee is certified by the party. So if the certification has to happen before August 7th and the convention isn't even held until August 19th, as things stand right now, Joe Biden will not be on the Ohio ballot. Now, what are the odds that the Democratic nominee, and I continue to say it's not going to be Joe Biden, what are the odds that the Democratic nominee, whoever it is, it could be Joe Biden, will not be on the ballot? I think like 2%. Something is going to happen. Democrats in Ohio suggested to Secretary of State Frank LaRose that the Democrat nominee be certified in a provisional manner. Well, Secretary Frank LaRose ran that by the Attorney General, and Dave Yost, the Attorney General, said, nope, that's not legal. We can't do that. So local media, well, Ohio media, has spoken often to the Republican Speaker of the House and the Republican President of the Senate. What are you going to do about this? And both of them have said, not our problem. That's a Democrat problem. Well, I can't imagine that Republicans are going to stand in the way of the Democrat nominee being on the ballot in November. There is a real, very real possibility that emergency legislation can be passed, which would actually change Ohio state law. I suppose the Republicans could dig in their heels and say, the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, should have checked. Because, by the way, Ohio is not the only one. Alabama is as well. I think those are the only two states, or maybe others. But Ohio and Alabama, the state laws would prohibit a Democrat nominee being certified as late as August 19th. So I guess the Republicans could say, well, duh, when you schedule your convention, you should have checked local state laws. And if you don't have enough sense to check it, tough. I don't think that's going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats get around state law. And it's going to be interesting to see how hard a Republican Secretary of State and a Republican Attorney General will try to fight to uphold current state law. Again, I don't think there is any chance in the world that there will not be some kind of compromise between the Republicans and the Democrats down at the State House. It would be incredibly bad PR for the Republicans here in Ohio. And I don't know that the Democrat nominee, whoever it is, I don't know that they could win the presidency without Ohio. I mean, without even being on the ballot. Again, it would be terrible PR for the Republicans. And I just think that some compromise is going to be reached between the Republicans and the Democrats, the Secretary of State's office. But it could be very creative, and it could be somewhat entertaining as well. We will keep an eye on that as well. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.